It's preaching time. We hope that you have your Bibles and that you have your mind ready to receive the Word of God today. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you would move in a mighty way, Lord God, that your Spirit would reign and rule and direct as we stand before your people to preach your uncompromising Word. I pray right now, Lord God, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. For just a few minutes today, I want to have you think about a topic where I'll be preaching for the next few Sundays, and it's going to be a series of sermons on this word, truth. Jesus says in John 14, chapter 1, and verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There have been many sermons preached on that topic of the I am sayings of Jesus, and we will visit that later on this year. But I thought it would be befitting as we look at the first Sunday of the new year. It seems to me that it would make sense that we start in truth. When you think about the word truth, truth is a word that emboldens people, but truth at the same time can be a word that frightens people. When we talk about the word truth, we like to focus on, are you telling me the truth? Are you saying the truth? So I'd like to just start talking about what is truth. Truth is something that can be proven because you have seen things happen and you know them to be factual. You know them to be true. So I ask you this morning, are you walking in your own truth? Are you being true to who you really are? Or are you some sort of amalgamation of what people think you ought to be? Are you really a jovial person? Or do you know that jovial people have lots of friends, so you force yourself to be jovial? Are you really a quiet person? Or are you quiet because you know that most people think that quiet people are smart because they don't say a lot, they don't show their hand? My question for you today and for myself is, y'all, are we walking in our truth? See, truth is easy when we start with the small things. Truth is acceptable until it makes me uncomfortable. And I'll start here. It's true that there are three primary colors, red, yellow, and blue. That doesn't make anybody uncomfortable. It's true that 2 + 2 = 4. We can all be in agreement with that, and that doesn't cause the hair on the back of your neck to stand up. It's true that there are 7 continents, and it's true that most people don't know what they are. It is true. And so I ask you today, what is your truth? Is your truth your truth, or is it somebody else's truth? What are you showing the world? Are you showing the world who you truly are? Well, I've lived long enough to know that most of us are not truly who we say we are. Most of us are the people that we know people will accept. Most of us find it difficult to operate in our truth because, in the words of Jack Nicholson, you can't handle the truth. Because the truth sometimes is what makes us comfortable. Sometimes we're uncomfortable with the truth. Case in point, when I gain a little weight, it's true. But I don't want my friends pointing that out. But it's true. Case in point, when my hair is all messed up, it might be true. But I'd rather you tell me, girl, your hair sure has grown, because I don't want to hear the truth. We have to operate in truth. Here it is, a new year. Here is the challenge that I put before you. Are you willing to walk in your truth? The truth is, as believers, sometimes we struggle in our Christian walk. Sometimes as believers, we don't feel like going to church. Sometimes as believers, we don't feel like praying. Sometimes as believers, we don't feel like fasting. Sometimes as believers, we don't even feel like saying good morning to you. Sometimes as believers, we don't feel like it. But have you noticed the difference in the conversation? Feelings change. Truth does not. Feelings go up and down based on how the weather goes. You know, I feel like going for a run, but it's raining, so now I don't feel like it. I still need to run, and that's the truth, but I don't feel like. Don't get feelings confused with truth. The truth is that as believers, we serve a God who is the author of truth. We know that God is true to his word. We know that whatever God said, it shall come to pass. Here it is in the text. Here it is that Jesus has already welcomed his disciples, and he performed the Passover with them, and he washed their feet, and he told them, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And when I go, I'm going to receive you unto myself. He's telling them, I'm about to leave here. We don't even like to hear when people are about to leave us. What do you mean this marriage is over? What do you mean that you're about to get another job? What do you mean I got to replace you as a secretary? We don't want to hear the truth. But Jesus loved the disciples so much, he told them the truth. He says, I'm going away. He tells them that I'm going away, and the disciples are so concerned. He says that I am going away. In verse 6, he says that if I go to prepare a place for you, it says, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I tell people all the time, I don't know where heaven is. All I know is where he is, that's where I'm going. Because he says, where I go, you will be with me also. Isn't that what he said to the thief on the cross? Today, you will be with me in paradise. He says here, where I am, there ye may be also. And where I go, you know the way. You know the way. Thomas gets a bad rap. Thomas is called Didymus. Thomas is the one who asked Jesus to prove to me who you were after he had risen. But Thomas starts out here and he says, Lord, we don't know where you're going. And how can we know the way? And here it is, where we're going to deal with this middle statement that Jesus says. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, in the Greek, it is not I am a truth. I am one of the truth. He doesn't even say I'm telling the truth. He says, I am true. I am true to who I told you that I was. And I told you that I and the Father are one. I am truth, but truth cannot be separated from the Savior. The Savior is the truth, and here it is, the truth that the disciples are being faced with. Now, I want to tell you this quick little story about this man. It's not a scripture, but I want to tell you the story. It's about this man who was called the truth. Anybody watch basketball here? My husband and I watch a whole lot of basketball. And so there's this player who played in the NBA probably about 20 years by the name of Paul Pierce. Anybody heard of Paul Pierce? He was an awesome player. He played for the Celtics, I believe. And he got this nickname of the truth. Why would you call Paul Pierce the truth? Well, the way he got the nickname, he got it from somebody else. And the person he got the nickname from was Shaquille O'Neal. And what the NBA has found out is when Shaquille O'Neal gives you a nickname, it kind of sticks with you.
Yeah.
And so an interviewer asked Shaquille, what do you want to tell me? Shaquille says, write this down. He said that Paul Pierce is the big truth. He said he's the truth. He said, what do you mean? Paul Pierce in a game by the Lakers scored 42 points by himself. He was scoring against world champions, and Paul Pierce said, that dude is the truth. Shaquille O'Neal says, I didn't know how good he was. I didn't know how great he was. Watch this. Jesus is the truth, and people need to know how good he is. People need to know how great he is. Here I am asking you today, are you willing to show people the truth? Are you willing to tell people the truth? Shaquille O'Neal said, I gave him that nickname, but aren't you glad that nobody gave Jesus the nickname? Jesus said, I am the truth. I don't need a nickname. The truth is I am the Son of God. And he says, no man comes to the Father except by me. Now, there are many scholars today, some of our contemporary scholars are arguing today, because that's what scholars do. We get a degree and we start arguing. And so these scholars are arguing about, is there another way? Well, here it is. The truth is telling us, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. We are all thinking people. Wouldn't he have said the truth? If the truth was, I am one of the ways, wouldn't he have said, I'm the way for right now? Wouldn't he have said, I'm the way just for y'all? No, he said, if any man believes in me, he will have eternal life. I am the truth. And so here it is, January 2019. Think about all the truth you didn't tell in 2018. Don't scream. Think about all the stuff that you told kind of in a twisted way. Let me tell you, we don't like the truth so much, we will look in the mirror and not tell the truth to ourselves. Girl, you didn't gain any weight. That dress got small. What? We don't even tell the truth when the truth is looking us in the face. But here it is today. I want us to know that Jesus is the truth. He's the truth, and he is the life. And here, we need to understand, not only is Jesus the truth, he is the way. He's the way to the Father. And no man comes to him except through him. So as believers, as we go throughout this year, y'all, we got to walk in our truth. We need to tell the truth to ourselves, even when it hurts. Even when we don't want to hear it. I told a friend yesterday, I said, I don't want you telling me the truth today. She said, well, call me tomorrow. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. We need to walk in truth. But here it is. The truth is we're about to go to this table. We're about to celebrate this same Passover meal that Jesus shared with his disciples. Because the truth was, he had to go to Calvary. The truth is, he had to die for your sins and mine. Because the truth is, none of us could have paid the price that Jesus paid. He paid a price that he didn't owe. And we have a debt that we couldn't pay. The truth is, if he had not died for our sins, the truth is, we would have died in our sins. The truth is, if he had been born of a virgin and come through 42 generations, we would not have a Savior who could wash away our sins. The truth is, he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him. The truth is, we can walk in victory because of what
what Jesus did.
We just got through singing it was the blood that made the difference at Calvary. Do you understand what that song is saying? Think about what happened on Calvary. There were three men on crosses, but only one shed blood that made the difference. There were three men who were guilty, but only one shed blood that made a difference. There were three men on the hill, but only one shed blood that made a difference. Did you hear what I did? I just repeated the same truth over and over, because the truth should not change. The truth should not be part of one story and not part of another. The truth is, Jesus died for our sins. The truth is, if he had not died, we would still be in our sin. Aren't you glad that Jesus is the truth? Aren't you glad that you're alive in 2019? And that today you can start telling the truth. Aren't you glad that you can start telling the truth? I know y'all looking at me, but the truth is I lost 10 pounds. Hey, I'm telling the truth. All right? Because we're going to walk in the truth. The truth is I'm a child of God. I want to play this song, and I want y'all to listen to it. It's on YouTube. It's got about 7 million hits. And I want you to listen to this song, and it's called You Say. You say. And listen to what he says, and listen to what you say.
I keep fighting voices. I'm trying to
Did you hear what she said? I'm going to believe, God, what you say about me. Because what God says about us is the truth. I bring that into this sermon because a lot of us, we struggle because the enemy tries to tell us what we are. And we forget to remember what God says about us. Yeah, I know I focused on weight, but you know what God says about my weight? You are beautifully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
We focus too much on what the enemy says and not on what God says. The enemy says we're at the bottom of the socioeconomic ladder. The Bible, through God, which is God's word, says I'm the head and not the tail. We've got to start walking in the truth of God's word. So I ask you today, are you willing in 2019 to walk in your truth? And the truth is Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. It is our desire that everyone will know the truth, and the truth is Jesus is the Christ, and he has come to save the entire world from our sins. The Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It says it this way, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. All you've got to do is open up your heart, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe that God raised him from the dead. And it doesn't matter what anybody else says. The scripture says, if you do that, you are what? Saved. And we believe the truth of scripture. Today, we are going to walk in truth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's time for us to go to the table. We are about to practice this truth that Jesus did with his disciples. It was on the same night that he was betrayed that he called his disciples together to worship and to serve the Passover with them. Because this was going to be the last time he would do it with them until he comes again. So at this time, we are going to observe the Lord's Supper. I have a very special guest who's here today, and he's going to help us with some singing. Brother John, what we do here at Calvary is we like to do old school, and so we come around the table and we sing a cappella. So if you and your friends, if you all will all come together, if everybody will move towards these center seats, please. And Deacon William, if you will come and help me as we prepare to go to table.
Thank you.
Sacrifice for us, God, and you're so grateful.
Yes.
We thank you for who you are. We thank you for whose we are. That's not even properly understood. We know we belong to you, Father. And we love you and we bless you this day and every day. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. So those of you who are visiting, we just need you to know you're going to line up and partake in the elements, and this is wine. And this is grape juice. Okay? Just so that you know, because we know we have dietary concerns. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. The scripture says, likewise, he took the cup. He said, but this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Remember the promise that God made to Abraham? Jesus made a new promise to the disciples. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you on Calvary. And every time you drink of this cup, you show forth my death and my suffering. So let's drink this cup in remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ who shed his blood. Let's drink together. The Bible said after they had eaten the bread and drank the cup, they sang a hymn and went out into the Mount of Olives. Let's sing a hymn and let's go out into the streets of Paris.
Yeah, it was on Hearst Road. I think it was on Hearst Road.
No, we had this at our church.
Oh, really? I'm not familiar with that.